Mark My Words shares Mark Homer's contrarian views on investing, business, finance, economics, and all things money. Mark interviews the world's most successful business, finance, and money experts, as well as imparting his knowledge in a factual, direct, and no-nonsense manner. Welcome to Mark My Words, and here is your host, Mark Homer.
Hi, Mark Homer here. Welcome to Mark My Words. Today I'm going to talk about how to access business and first class flights for less than the cost of economy. For the last 6 or 7 years, I've been traveling around the world with my fiance. We normally travel business or first class, and we're normally spending about £600 per seat. Clearly, if you flew business class to the Caribbean or North America, you'd probably be looking at a bill of somewhere around £2,000 to £3,000 a seat. And first class could be sort of £4,000 to £7,000 a seat. So getting to places like that on £600 a seat is a big benefit. I've always wanted to be a pilot. Ever since I was a little boy, my dad used to take me on planes all around the Far East because we lived in Indonesia. I got really, really excited about going into business or first class because we could never do it. I broke my leg once when we were away. And I came back in business class because the insurance company paid for it. My dad had never paid for it. I never had the money to pay for it. So it was always a dream of mine. And when I started to realise there was a route to doing it without paying any more than I was going in economy, I became obsessed with finding the system and really drilling into how all of this works. I've simplified it. I've made it into something which I understand instinctively. I have simple ways of sort of boxing things off and compartmentalizing the process. There are a lot of other areas in which you can make this work. It's a huge area. There are a lot more airlines that offer frequent flyer miles and different credit cards that go with them. I'm not an expert on most of the ones around the world. I'm really only primarily interested in British Airways and I use Virgin as well. And the reason for that is because they're the two airlines that go long haul out of the UK. Generally, if you're getting a British Airways flight or a Virgin flight, it's direct. So that's a big tick for me and a big tick for Gemma as well. If we're not having to go on two flights, it cuts the journey time down significantly. And certainly with British Airways, they fly to more places than all the other carriers that I can think of. And certainly with British Airways, they fly to more places than any of the others out of the UK. So, you know, learning the British Airways system, I think that's sort of 101. I think that's where it starts. And that's really where I've focused a lot of my time because I believe in going deep. You'll know from my other podcasts, I believe in really understanding an area very deeply to get the most out of it before you move on to sort of the next section of it. As you get more experienced, there are other airlines, you know, if you want to go to the Middle East, there's Etihad or maybe Emirates. A lot of the American carriers do very, very good mileage systems or frequent flyer miles and credit cards that go with them. Clearly, if you're a UK citizen and you're going to be getting most of the miles for these journeys from credit cards, as I do, then you're going to be probably going with a British carrier because they're the ones that have the British credit cards. If you go on an American Airlines flight or, you know, Delta, most of the credit cards that feed in miles into the frequent flyer accounts for those airlines would be American credit cards, which you wouldn't be eligible to get in the UK. So for me, it's all about British Airways primarily. And I do a little bit on Virgin as well. What you also find with British Airways' frequent flyer system, which is called Avios, is that those points are eligible for use on quite a few other airlines as well. Because they're part of the One World Alliance, British Airways Avios points can be spent on airlines such as Qatar Airways. So you can go to a lot of destinations around the world on Qatar. They go via Doha in Qatar, so they're a good one. You can go on Qantas Airways using Avios, which is you know, primarily good for going to the Far East. They'll fly into Singapore or into Bangkok or Hong Kong, and then you can go on to Sydney or to Australia, so that they can be good for that. If you're flying around the Far East, certainly to Hong Kong and onwards, You can use your Avios on Cathay Pacific. Gemma and I have done a flight with Cathay Pacific into Indonesia. That was a good one. And there are lots of other airlines around the world that accept Avios flying the other way, such as if you're going to the US. American Airlines is a stalwart partner of British Airways, you know, a central player in Oneworld. You can use your British Airways Avios miles on American Airlines redemption flights or redeemable flights, which is really, really useful. I've also noticed if you're flying to Japan, JAL Airlines can be good. You can use your Avios on those. And if you're going to the Far East, you can often go via Malaysia. So via Kuala Lumpur on Malaysian Airlines. There's often a lot of availability on Malaysian Airlines. They seem to have a lot of seats available. So that can be another good one. Around Europe, there's Air Berlin. There's also Sri Lankan Airlines for a few flights. So it's a good network. It's the best one to be in, I think. And that's why I use it. But primarily, it's British Airways. It's all about British Airways. So how do I earn most of the Avios points to go on these flights? Well, one thing that might interest you is most of the Avios points that I earn, in fact, almost all of them are through credit cards. I don't usually earn any or very few by actually flying on planes. And there are two types of rewards that you get when you're flying on British Airways. The first one is Avios, so they're your frequent flyer miles. And the second one are tier points. Now, tier points are directly related to how much you spend on the airline ticket. So you can imagine my tier point balance is very, very low at the moment. The Avios balance comes from how many miles that you travel when you're flying on British Airways, and also you earn them for spending money on specific credit cards. And those credit cards, that's where I earn most of the Avios that I use for these types of flights. So which credit cards are best for earning Avios, and how can they be used? Well, the main credit card which I would use for earning Avios is the British Airways Premium Plus card. The British Airways Premium Plus card is a credit card which is provided by American Express. So it is it's got American Express on it, and that has some challenges, which I'll discuss shortly. And this Premium Plus card, the cost of having it every year is £150 a year. Two big benefits of having this card. The first one is you'll get 1.5 Avios for every pound you spend on British Airways, so that's a good benefit. But the big benefit with the British Airways Premium Plus card is that when you spend £10,000 in a year on that card, you will get what's called a companion voucher. Now, the thing about the companion voucher is it's got to be the single biggest benefit in the frequent flyer mileage business. It is absolutely amazing. What it means is if you go and book a seat on British Airways, and you know, you say you book a business class seat, what's known as Club World, let's say it costs 150,000 Avios to book that, you can have another seat in the same class, as long as the companion is traveling with you, for no extra Avios, effectively two for the price of one. So if you spend a pound on your credit card, you earn 1.5 Avios. When you're using a companion voucher, actually, that doubles the benefit. So it's almost like earning 3 Avios for every pound you spend. I love leverage. I love leveraging on properties and, you know, borrowing money and sort of earning greater income than you're paying on debt. And, you know, for me, this is another form of leverage. The companion voucher has got to be one of the biggest leveraging tools in this whole frequent flyer business, and I think it's a massive benefit which you should really utilize. So we've got the British Airways Premium Plus card, it's American Express, you get this companion voucher that I've just mentioned, you earn the 1.5 Avios for every pound you spend, and there's always an offer on at various points during the year. But with this card, generally speaking, if you take the card out and you spend £2,000 on it, you'll get 25,000 bonus Avios just for having the card. And then you can use this card for your sort of daily spending. Now, the American Express can't be used everywhere, but there are still lots and lots of places that it is accepted. So, you know, any hotels, clearly when you're buying flights on British Airways, your rewards get tripled if you're buying stuff off the British Airways website. If you're shopping, Most major retailers on the high street will accept American Express. If you're buying petrol, that can go on the American Express. That's all acceptable. PayPal will accept American Express. Amazon will accept American Express. You know, any eBay purchases that you do with PayPal, that's all acceptable. So you tend to drive your spending through these kind of sites that will accept American Express. And over time, you'll probably notice that using the right retailers, actually, you can use American Express and you can get all the benefits from spending your money in that way. What I tend to do, I have a supplementary card on my American Express card or on my British Airways Premium Plus American Express card. One of the cards I have, the main one, would be for my personal use. And then the secondary card I'd have for business spending. So any business spending I do on the secondary card. Now, you know, if you've got a business, you'll know, you know, there can be some big costs in business that you'll frequently be incurring. You may be doing Facebook ads, you may be doing Google ads, you may be spending money with all sorts of online retailers to provide services to your business. These can all go through an American Express card, and clearly you're going to earn a lot of avios for putting those transactions through. You may also have a system which manages your contacts within your business or maybe your email marketing. We use a system called Infusionsoft. They charge us a lot of money. They'll accept American Express. So there are lots of different areas in which you can use your card to spend money for your business or personally, you know, separate it out with a supplementary card to earn those avios and to get past the £10,000 so you get the companion voucher. So what I generally do, I earn my avios points through personal and through business spending. And when you get to your £10,000, you get your companion voucher. To book a business class flight, you'll probably need about 150,000 avios within your account. So you might say to me, well, that means I'm going to need to spend £100,000 in order to book two business class flights, because obviously £1 spent means 1.5 avios earned. But it's not quite like that, because remember earlier on I mentioned that when you take the card out, you're going to be getting a 20, 25, 30,000 avios bonus for just taking the card out initially. So straight away there, your spending needs to be about 75,000. You know, in aggregate to get to that level. And another thing that you can use to top up your mileage is you can wait for the offers that come along on the British Airways website, and you can buy more avios to add to your balance, your avios balance. And you can often do that when there's an offer on. Maybe they're giving you 30 or 40% avios away for free. So there are lots of different ways in which you can sort of boost your avios mileage. You know, don't get despondent thinking you're going to have to spend huge amounts, because there are lots of ways to help you along. Another clever little way to boost your spending is if you've got your partner, maybe your husband or your wife, they're obviously doing a lot of spending as well. Maybe they're going to the supermarket, filling cars up, whatever it is. You could get a third supplementary card for them as well. So you can have three cards that you're spending this on. Maybe there's two of you, maybe there's three of you in a household that could be spending on one account. And that will, you'll find over a period of time that your avios earning will increase, and you'll get enough in your account to book these flights. Another way to get your avios balance up without necessarily spending as much money, although it is reasonably admin intensive, so for those of you who haven't got much spend but don't mind, you know, jumping through quite a few hoops and setting this up in the right way, you can get what's called the American Express Platinum Rewards Card. Now, the Platinum Rewards Card is very good because of the bonus you get when you initially take out the card and spend £2,000 on it. Frequently, you'll find with that card, you can be getting a 35,000 avios bonus when you spend your first £2,000 on it. So you take the card out, you spend £2,000 on it, you get 35,000 avios, you transfer that over to your British Airways account. Then what you can do with that card is you can refer somebody else, often they may be within your family, for, you know, so that they can receive and spend on the card as well. So what I've done in the past with this one, and I don't do it so much these days because my time is a bit precious to do this, and I've got plenty of avios. But you know what I used to do, I used to take the Platinum card out, I'd spend £2,000 on it, I get 35,000 avios. transfer that into my Avios account, then I'd refer my mum. And I'd, you know, I'd manage it all online, put the application together, everything like that. Refer my mum, and for the referral, I get something like 20 or 25,000 Avios for the referral. She'd get the card, but I'd already have applied for a supplementary card in my name. I'd spend $2,000 on her account, getting a 35,000 Avios into her account. I'd then transfer that over. I'd then refer my stepfather from my mother's account, get 25,000 Avios into her account, transfer that into her Avios account at British Airways. Then I'd spend $2,000 on his account with a supplementary card, getting 35,000 Avios. Then I'd he'd make a referral to my fiance, getting 25,000 Avios. She'd spend £2,000 on that card, or I would, using the supplementary card, and then she'd get 35,000 Avios. Now, I used to do that round robin probably once a year, and it probably takes 3 or 4 months to go through the whole process, and you're opening accounts and closing them, and you know, there's a lot of time involved. But I'd get to about 150,000 to 200,000 Avios just doing that, and spending probably £8,000. Now, obviously, they all have to have their own British Airways accounts. You group them together using what's called a household account. I'll come on to that a little bit more later, but British Airways let you set up an Avios account for each member of your family. And when you put them within a household account, which you control, you then have access to all of those Avios points within that Avios, within that household account, which lets you suck all of the Avios out of the accounts of the people within your household account when you're making bookings within the British Airways system. So that sort of round robin using the American Express Platinum Rewards card can be quite a nice little thing. And once you cancel that card, because that card has a higher fee, it's about £300. When you cancel it, you get a pro rata refund of the fee. Clearly, that all takes a reasonable amount of management, but can be quite good for earning, significant Avios sums. And boosting you up initially. Now, lots of people say to me when they're trying to book Avios seats, they go online, they have a look at the availability, the Avios availability, because remember, this is a different section within the Executive Club on your British Airways account. Lots of people go on there and say, well, I've had a look at the Avios availability and there aren't any seats. It's all really well this month, but it's a bit of a scam because British Airways never have anything available for where I want to go. I suppose my response is, well, there were loads of seats available. British Airways would never sell any of their other seats and never make any money, and the whole Avios system wouldn't work. So you've got to think outside the box a little bit, you know, find the way around it. And, if you can do that, you can definitely get Avios seats of your choice to the destination that you want. I'll tell you the way around it. All these seats are released 355 days before the flight. So if Gemma and I want to go somewhere, we'll always go online. I'll start looking at what the seats are, you know, that are coming out 355 days before. And I'll go on at midnight onto the British Airways website, or when we're on British summertime, it's 1 a.m. So it's midnight GMT. And that's when the outbound, i.e. the sort of London to whatever destination you're looking for, that's when it's released. So, for example, Gemma and I are going to South Africa. We're going to Cape Town, and we're also going on safari through the Kruger later on in the year. And I booked those flights 355 days before at midnight because I saw they were coming out. Now, I worked out there were seats to Cape Town, and also there were seats to Johannesburg, because that's another sort of important thing. You always want to, if you want to go to Johannesburg, you want to look at all the other British Airways destinations around the city you want to go to, as well as the city you want to go to, because sometimes there can be availability to those other cities. That's certainly the case with California as well. I'll talk about that shortly. I worked out that actually we wanted to go to Cape Town, but Johannesburg had really good availability in first class using Avios and on the A380, because I'm quite sensitive to the plane that we fly on as well, because I'm a bit of an aviation geek, and I want to get on the best plane, and I want to go in the best class, and it sort of excites me to get a £7,000 ticket for £600 You know, more bangs for the buck, and I quite enjoy that. So, you know, I sort of know we're spending, we're going on £14,000 worth of seats, and we're spending £1,200. I quite like that. This flight that we're going on, I went on 355 days before, had a look, and the outbounds were showing. Now, I know Johannesburg is a good destination because there are three BA flights a day. Now, this is quite important. If you pick the destinations where there are a lot of BA flights every day, you generally find it's easier to get on them, and you may not have to go on 355 days before. But, you know, if you can go on 355 days before, then, you know, it opens right up. You can look at pretty much any destination you want to, if you're, you know, going to be organised and go on the 355 days before. So you go on 355 days before, you go on at midnight, you book the outbound seat. And clearly you'll need to book two. If you're using the companion voucher, you'd want to book two. It takes half the Avios out. You book your outbounds. And then what you do, you wait sort of 10 days, 14 days, however long you're going to want to go on holiday for. And then when you know that the inbound, i.e. Johannesburg to London, is going to be released, i.e. 10 days later or 14 days later or 21 days later, you know, the period of your holiday, then that night at midnight or 1 a.m, you need to call up the British Airways telephone number and get through to one of the customer service people to add the inbound sector on, to add the return journey onto the booking. Now, the UK office isn't open at midnight. So what I generally do, I'd call the US number that's open, you know, a lot earlier because basically they're on American time. So I'd give them a call, or, you know, if you did wait till the morning, generally at 6 or 7 a.m. the UK office opens. Get them to add the inbound on. There is one more number in Jacksonville, and these guys open at different times. Just try the whole lot, you know, and you know, at UK midnight or 1 in the morning, you'll get through to one of them. Sometimes they redirect it through to Mumbai. As long as you can speak to one of them, they'll add it on. Add the return sector on, and you'll have yourself there two seats in Club World to most Caribbean or, you know, North American destinations for about 150 to 170,000 Avios, or, you know, if you're traveling in first class, it's about 200,000 Avios, something like that. And that is two seats as long as you use the companion voucher. You can book without the companion voucher and just book one seat, but obviously you're getting half the value. The other thing to say is that when I started doing this, I was in the habit of always booking my flights 3 or 4 months before, not booking a year ahead, 355 days ahead. And, you know, it took a little bit to get into that mindset because I never knew what I wanted to do, you know, that summer for that holiday. But with time, I realized that it wasn't any more difficult booking stuff a year ahead. In fact, in many ways, it's quite good to get your diary solidified a year ahead, and you can book your time off work and, you know, book all your stuff around it, you know, as long as you're organised. And the big thing that used to put me off was I used to think, well, you know, what happens if something comes up and I can't go on that holiday, or I can't use those flights? And, you know, when I worked this out, when I worked out what I'm about to tell you, it all suddenly fit into place, and I realised that actually it wasn't going to be an issue. When you book an Avios seat with British Airways, they are fully cancellable up until 48 hours before the flight. So you can book a year ahead. You can put it in the knowledge that, you know, as long as you cancel it more than 48 hours before the flight, you get all the Avios back, and you get the cost back for the taxes and the charges, which you will be charged. You get those back minus about £50. So effectively, you can travel anywhere in the world. You can book your Avios a year ahead. You get them for £600 a seat, which is the cost of the taxes and charges. You know, and if you need to cancel it, you get everything back minus £50, which is pretty amazing. What I found when I started booking them 355 days ahead was that most of the time I didn't end up cancelling them anyway, because I'd managed to book everything in around it. And it's quite easy to remember as well, because usually, you know, I book sort of two long haul flights to somewhere sunny in the winter, in the UK winter, because that's when I find it's nice to get sun. And I always book them 3 months apart, because I don't really want to be going away more than more than, say, four times a year on holiday because it's too long out of the office, and I want to be in the office and sort of keeping abreast of everything that's going on within the business. So what I find is you come back from a holiday or a trip away, and 10 days later than the sort of outbound for when you went out, you'll be booking the one for next year. So it's a good reminder, you know, when you've just gone out 10 days later, you know, after you're outbound, or 10 days later after your return, you'll be booking the one for the year ahead. Earlier on, I was talking about the getting the British Airways Premium Plus card and getting the supplementary cards. And because I'm booking two long haul flights a year using this system, I usually want to have two companion vouchers, and you can only ever book one companion voucher every year using your British Airways card. So I tend to get another account. I'll have another account running. It's a long-term account, and I have that in Gemma's name. So I do most of the spending on my British Airways Premium Plus card. I put most of the personal and most of my business spending through those cards. But every year, when it comes to the anniversary for Gemma's card, which I know is around September, I just switch my spending to use her card through her account, spend £10,000 and get another companion voucher within that account. And then I know I've got two companion vouchers, and effectively that means we can both go away business or first class on two sort of trips every year, because we've got two companion vouchers. And I can get business class for 150, 170,000 Avios, or first for over 200,000. So very, very valuable and a big benefit. But you can't do that with a supplementary card. You have to have a whole new account. You know, so I've got two of us running. Yeah, it's £150 a year for each account, but I think it's well worth it because we get two companion vouchers. I always try to book first class, but first class is not often available. As part of the terms and conditions of the Avios system, British Airways always issues or always releases two business class seats on every flight. So we usually always manage to get business class. I don't find it's really worth it on economy or premium economy, because the taxes and charges are probably still, you know, £400, £500 or whatever. Well, to book an economy seat to a lot of these destinations, it might be £700 or £800. So it's not worth spending all the Avios and going through all the faff just to save £300. I generally find if I can't go Avios and I have to pay the full price of the seat, then I'll just pay for premium economy because you get a bit of extra leg room. Or we may go in economy, but I will always book the extra leg room seats. I don't think it's worth using Avios in economy or in business. That said, those comments apply to long-haul flights. When we're going around Europe, you know, we always have a couple of trips in the summer when the UK or Europe is sunny. So we'll go around Europe. You know, this year we'll go to Mallorca, and we're also going to Capri. So we'll fly into Naples for that. I don't use a companion voucher for those trips because it's only 30, 40, 50,000 Avios to go there. But I usually always try and book Club Europe, which is British Airways sort of business class around Europe. We often get two for about 40,000 Avios. It's well worth it. They're called reward savers flights. I find it much better than going on, you know, EasyJet or any of those airlines, because A, you know, you get everything included, your baggage, you get food included in business class. It's much simpler. You don't have the argument with sort of Ryanair or, you know, EasyJet sometimes over not printing out the bloody boarding pass, or, you know, not putting the right amount of weight in each suitcase or whatever. You turn up with British Airways, it's a lot simpler. Yeah, you have to travel further sometimes. We have to go to Heathrow or sometimes Gatwick. And I'd prefer to go to Stansted or Luton or, you know, maybe to East Midlands. But I find it much, much cheaper, simpler, a better flight. They're always direct. You get much better cabin crew and service on British Airways. So I like doing it around Europe as well. It's a good system. So where else can you earn Avios from? What are the types of spending using credit cards is Avios available on? Well, there are some other cards that are Avios earning cards. And one of the big ones is the HSBC Premier card. It's the World Elite credit card. And with that one, it's actually a MasterCard. So earlier on, I was talking about the British Airways Premium Plus, and that's American Express. And lots of people say to me, well, I want to be able to spend money on a Visa or a MasterCard because everywhere accepts it. Well, the HSBC Premier World Elite credit card is a MasterCard. You get one Avios for every pound you spend using that card. So lots of people like to get that card in addition. I have it as well as the Amex. I use it, in places where the Amex isn't accepted. The only thing with that card is you do have to jump through some hoops. You have to sort of meet the minimum income requirements at HSBC. And sometimes you have to take out either an investment product, i.e. put some money in one of their funds, or maybe take out a HSBC mortgage. So it does take a little bit more work. But what I find is with them, you can put a small amount of money in some of their funds, and that generally keeps them happy. So the HSBC Premier card, that is a good one. Big benefit of that card, and you may find this hard to believe, but it started happening in the last year. HMRC, the Inland Revenue, will accept payments for VAT, income tax, corporation tax using that HSBC Premier card because it's a MasterCard. Now, they charge a little bit extra. There's a sort of additional, I think it's 0.3 or 0.4, percent commission, but it still can be quite good. I mean, if you're paying a lot of VAT or income tax or corporation tax to HMRC, you can use that credit card and earn Avios through it. So I like that. Try not to download or transfer the Avios off that card. I think it's around September, October every year, because HSBC tend to run a bonus where you get something like 50% bonus Avios when you transfer them into British Airways at September or October each year. So if you're sort of transferring them on a monthly basis, you won't get that bonus. So look out for that. That's, there's a big benefit there. I recommend you go on the British Airways website a lot. I think you want to be looking at all the different destinations, working out what it is that they're releasing on a daily basis in terms of Avios seats. You need to get yourself a British Airways Executive Club account to do that. Have a look at all the different destinations, what comes out on a daily basis, what's available. The destinations that have lots of British Airways flights to them every day are easier to book. So these destinations, you won't have to book 355 days ahead. And certainly if you're starting off with that and you've got Avios and you're ready to book now, these may be better destinations for you just to get you into the Avios way. Because trust me, once you're into this and once you get your business and first class flights, with your bed to these destinations for 600 quid, you really won't want to go back. So you'll endure a little bit of pain, or you'll spend a little bit more time getting into this mindset and booking a year ahead and spending on these cards and getting yourself into this mindset so that you can do this, because it really will change the quality of your travel when you're going long haul, especially long haul. So the places where there's lots of availability usually are New York. That's the biggest one. There are loads of BA flights to New York every day. Like I see between 5 and 10 flights a day to New York. There's a really special flight out of London City Airport on the BA1, the BA001, that's the flight number. It's the old Concorde flight, but it now goes out on a little Airbus, a little A318, something like you'd see on EasyJet. But what it is, it's been stripped out, it's business class only. It goes via Shannon in Southern Ireland. They do passport control there, they check your bags, and then you go straight over to New York, and you don't go through passport control or have your bags checked or anything like that in New York. You walk straight through. So that's a great flight. Los Angeles, there are quite a few flights every day. That can be a good one if you're going to the West Coast of America. Earlier on, I mentioned if you're looking to go somewhere on the West Coast of America, you want to look at the other places that British Airways fly to in that region and then maybe get a car or another flight if you can't get availability. So if you're going to LA, another option is San Jose. There's another airport close by, just on the outskirts, instead of LAX. That's in Silicon Valley. They fly the Boeing 787 Dreamliner to that destination. So that's another option where you'll get availability. You can also go further down. The San Diego, British Airways fly in there. Las Vegas, you know, further over, British Airways fly in there. You can get a car, you can drive across. And slightly further north, they also go to San Francisco. So there's quite a few options there in the West Coast, of the US for you to fly into on British Airways. What's also interesting is you can fly into one of those airports using British Airways. You can get in a car or go to your destination, and then if there's availability from one of the other airports or the airport closest to where you're staying, you can actually fly out of a different airport on your return journey. That's called an open jaw flight. Now you need to ring British Airways, you need to tell them what you're doing, but you'll be ringing up anyway at midnight or one in the morning if you're doing the 355 days before, or if you're not and you do call up, say to them, I want to do an open jaw return. You may be flying into Los Angeles, but I'm going to come back out of San Francisco, or I'm going to return back out of San Diego. And they'll let you do it with the companion voucher and using the Avios. That's something I learned a few years ago. If you're flying to the Far East, generally Singapore, is the availability isn't great there because they don't have loads of flights. Bangkok's not great. But you can still do it, doing the 355 days before. But Hong Kong, there's always two or three flights every day into Hong Kong. So it's easier to get availability, and they do the A380 into Hong Kong. I think there might be one, maybe two A380 flights into Hong Kong every day. So that's a huge plane. Lots of availability in business class and often in first class. Dubai is another one. There are stacks of flights to Dubai every day from using British Airways. So there's always a lot of availability, or usually a lot of availability to Dubai. The other little trick with Dubai is, a little bit like I just mentioned with the US and California, you don't have to fly into Dubai to go to Dubai. You can actually fly into Abu Dhabi. British Airways fly direct to Abu Dhabi, and it's like 1 hour in a car. It's 1 hour in a taxi to get to Dubai. So you may have a trip where you're going to Dubai, but you fly to Abu Dhabi, you go in a taxi for an hour, you get to Dubai, you have your holiday, and you fly back out of Abu Dhabi again, because there was availability from Abu Dhabi. Or you may fly back out of Dubai on an open jaw, as I mentioned earlier on, or you may be going to Abu Dhabi, but fly into Dubai and do the 1 hour trip in the taxi. So, you just try and think about what other airports British Airways fly to that are close to your destination. Another one would be Sydney. That's a favourite. That's very difficult to get Avios availability to, because it is actually one of the few British Airways flights that where there are two flights. It's not direct. You land usually in Hong Kong on the Sydney, in Hong Kong or Singapore on the Sydney bound flight. There is sort of a flight which lands in Hong Kong, it refuels, and then the same flight carries on to Sydney. But you always need to land and refuel on the way, because there aren't any completely direct flights on British Airways to Sydney. So you need to book that usually 355 days before. You need to be sort of online, booking your outbounds at 1 minute past midnight, and then booking the inbounds at 1 minute past midnight on the phone with British Airways, if you're going to hope to get those seats. Bangkok's another one that's quite tough. If you're going to the Caribbean, Barbados, there's usually two flights a day to Barbados. So, that's one of the easiest ones to get to. Lots of availability on Avios to Barbados. Other ones are, around the Caribbean, you may get a Grand Cayman. That's a bit more difficult. That flight's often full. You can go to Jamaica, you can go to Trinidad, you may go to Antigua. That's another one, where there's reasonable availability. That's a good one. You may go to the Indian Ocean type destinations like Mauritius or the Maldives or the Seychelles. Gemma and I have been to we went to Mauritius the year before last, and went to the Maldives last year. Both great destinations, but they don't fly to those destinations every day. So you've sort of got to work out what days of the week they do fly, and then time your 355 days before that. with the Maldives, you know, I think they flew 3 days a week. So I had to keep checking, you know, at midnight. And then eventually I found availability. You find with those destinations as well, they only go up to business class. They don't have a first class cabin to the Maldives or Mauritius. The same with the Seychelles. So you look at those a year ahead, you know, work out sort of what you're going to do. What you're going to do, and you know, make sure that you book the business class option, because you won't get first. In fact, the Seychelles, BA don't fly direct there, but if you want to go to the Seychelles, you can usually use your Avios on Qatar Airways. But remember, it's going to cost you double Avios, because you can't use a companion voucher with Qatar or any other of the British Airways One World partners. It's got to be British Airways to use that companion vouchering, effectively get the two seats for half the Avios, two for the price of one. So there I've been talking about British Airways primarily, and how I work the British Airways system to get Avios seats to different parts of the world. The other airline that you could do this on is Virgin. The disadvantage with Virgin is there is no companion voucher. You don't get the two for the price of one. And the other disadvantage with Virgin is that they don't fly to nearly as many destinations. However, one big benefit of Virgin is you can get an MBNA card, a twin pack MBNA card. They have an American Express. With that American Express, you earn 2 Virgin Flying Club miles for every pound you spend using your American Express. And there's also a Visa card that comes in that pack. So you can use that Visa card, you know, anywhere really. And you get one Virgin Flying Club mile for every pound you spend on the Visa. That MBNA card is much easier to obtain than the HSBC card I mentioned earlier on. So, you know, there are some benefits there. I also have this Virgin card, and the reason I have this Virgin MBNA twin pack, I have the black one, which earns, you know, more of these Flying Club miles than the white one. The reason I have that is because I find often, although they don't fly to as many destinations, I can often find that British Airways, there is no availability going to a big destination where Virgin always also flies, like Hong Kong, or, you know, they'll fly to Los Angeles or Dubai or, you know, any of those big destinations. I often find there is some Virgin availability. I also find that Virgin availability is generally better, closer, you know, to the date of the flight. So you don't have to book quite so far ahead on Virgin. And sometimes I'll do sort of outbound on British Airways using Avios and inbound on Virgin using the Flying Club. Clearly you can't use the British Airways companion voucher on that. You're going to be spending more Avios and more Flying Club miles, but it adds to the flexibility and adds to the options that you've got to go out and come back from places. You know, our trip to Cape Town and to the Kruger in South Africa that Gemma and I are doing later on this year. Originally, I was going. We were going out on Virgin. We were going in their upper class section, which is effectively like British Airways business class. It's like British Airways Club World. And then we were going to come back on British Airways because, you know, the availability was better. Then I managed to find some more availability using British Airways, changed the dates, and I managed to get out and return from Johannesburg in first class on the A380. Because we're going to Cape Town, we've actually got to take an internal flight. But British Airways actually have an arrangement where they code share on some local flights, some Comair flights within South Africa, between Johannesburg and Cape Town. And you can fly British Airways using your Avios, and there's loads of availability between Johannesburg and Cape Town. So when I worked that out, I realized that British Airways was probably the better option in South Africa. But yeah, Virgin's very, very good for going to the big destinations, you know, and it offers more flexibility when you're looking to make those frequent flyer mileage bookings. The other thing about Virgin is lots of people would say that their upper class cabin is better than British Airways Club World cabin. So the business class cabin on Virgin is better than the business class cabin on British Airways. And in some ways I tend to agree. The foods I would say is hands down better. I'd also say the lounge, certainly at Heathrow, the clubhouse is definitely better on Virgin. It's also quite nice when you arrive. You can sort of book in ahead. If you go to a separate part of the airport, there's a camera that recognises the number plate for the car that you're going to arrive in. You go straight through to a separate check-in area. Somebody comes out, takes your bags from the car, takes them to the check-in desk, and you pass straight through security without ever going through the main terminal building, which is really nice, very, very personal. And then you can go through to the clubhouse, which is much, much better than the British Airways Terraces Lounge. If you're flying on Virgin, that you know that's a big benefit. I'd say on board, the Virgin seat is a little bit tighter in upper class, depending on which seat you have. They're also angled, so not everybody likes that. I'd say if there's two of you flying together and you manage to get the central seats on British Airways, so they're the two that are together in Club World, that can be better than the Virgin upper class seat because you know, you have a much bigger area that two of you share right in the centre of the cabin, facing backwards. So, you know, if we're flying together, Gemma and I, we often like going BA Club World and getting those centre seats. They can be very, very good. Virgin don't have a first class cabin. I know they call their business class called upper class, but Virgin don't have a first class cabin. So if you want a sort of all first class experience, then it's British Airways only. And the British Airways lounge, the Concorde lounge, I would generally say is better than the Virgin clubhouse. So the British Airways clubhouse, the British Airways Concorde lounge is very, very good on the first class flight. So there are sort of benefits either way on Virgin and BA. Generally, I like focusing on BA because they fly to a lot more places. There's a lot more people in their frequent flyer club, in the One World club, so you can spend Avios and a lot more different airlines. So I like those features within British Airways. Virgin do have some other partners which you can spend their flying club miles on. They partner up with Delta, so if you see Delta flights going to the US, you know, there's availability on the flight that you want, that can be a good option. They've also upgraded a lot of their business class cabins on Delta now, so they're not like the old American sort of low-end, really old cabins like they were. If you're flying the other way, you can go on Singapore Airlines using Virgin's miles. So, you know, we were looking at a trip to Bali. You can go from Singapore to Bali or Singapore to a lot of other destinations or even London to Singapore using Singapore Airlines. You know, and using the Virgin Flying Club miles. It's just all about sort of going online, you know, setting up a Singapore Airlines frequent flyer club account, logging in, looking at all the availability 6 months, a year ahead, and working out how many miles you're going to need, and earning those Virgin Flying Club miles, you know, to enable you to be able to book those seats. So clearly this is a massive area. You know, I've just scratched the surface on what I tend to do and what works for me out of the UK. There are some people who are involved in this area who are even bigger geeks than me, who have, you know, gone a lot deeper. They've gone wider. They've gone through lots and lots of different airlines, frequent flyer club systems, and they found the ways round things to enable you to get these flights really cheap. So I'm going to make two recommendations for very good websites that I tend to go on. The best one that I think, you know, is available for use for people within the UK. This is specifically targeted on us who live in England and in the United Kingdom, and that's headforpoints.com. This site, you know, run by a chap called Rob, or his handle is Raffles. You know, he's a brilliant guy. He's a complete geek. He's got to the bottom of a lot of this stuff. I've learned a lot of him. Headforpoints.com. If you have a look on his site, there are a load of processes that you can follow. You know, what's on offer, and you know what's cheap at that point, and you know what you're able to book for not many miles. So that's an excellent site. Another forum which I learned a lot of my tricks from in the early days is flyertalk.com. flyertalk.com. Flyertalk is a forum. There are loads of people on there all commenting. Clearly, some of the comments are not as good as others, but you tend to work out who's good on that site and who's offering good information. Flyertalk, you know, I'd spend hours on all night when I couldn't sleep, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, working out all the little nubs that people were finding to really roll this system out and make it work for me and my life and get the most out of the whole frequent flyer system. Clearly, there's loads of value here. The more you put into this, the more you'll get out of it. Spend the time on it, you know, work the different ways of getting the credit cards and, you know, go on British Airways all the time and look at different destinations, different places you can get flights to, what's warm, different times of the year. You'll notice that in the school holidays, the amount of Avios you need goes up and the availability goes down, so try and fly outside of those times. Once you become an expert in this area, you'll be saving a hell of a lot of money on your long-haul trips, you'll get more of them, and you'll be able to fly in business and first class. I hope you found that podcast useful. I've certainly enjoyed delivering it. Hope you got a lot of value from it. That has been Mark Homer for Mark My Words.